News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. It has been a contentious day in court following another full day of testimony aimed at former President Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen. We'll get to that story in just a second. But first, authorities just announced they've arrested the driver of a pickup truck in Central Florida who crashed into a bus today, killing at least 8 people. Highway Patrol says the man was drunk when he crossed the center line and hit the bus carrying migrant workers. More than 40 others were injured. Now to Michael Cohen's testimony today in New York. We get those details from our Matt Piper.
Michael Cohen was calm but occasionally combative while fending off attacks from defense attorney Todd Blanche, who targeted his motivations and credibility. The defense also highlighted Cohen's admitted track record of lying about his dealings with Trump, who said this after the day was over.
Today we had a very good day in court.
Cohen will continue to get cross-examined Thursday.
Speaker Mike Johnson was in New York to back Trump at trial today.
The president's actions in this matter were previously reviewed and no charges were filed. Why is that? Because there's no crime here.
He called the case a political sham. The NTSB has released a preliminary report on the cargo ship crash that caused the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
It delves into the electrical failures that caused the ship to lose power and a second-by-second account of the crash itself. Much of the data was gathered through the vessel's voyage data recorder and analyzed by investigators from the NTSB.
That crash killed 6 workers. There's a new debate over masks in the South.
Republican lawmakers in North Carolina have proposed legislation that would ban mask wearing during protests. Critics say it would also make it illegal to wear a mask in public to help protect a person against COVID-19 or for other health reasons. Many see the GOP-backed measure aimed at curbing free speech.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula reporting. The new WNBA season tips off tonight with 4 games and an all-star lineup. CBS's Jen Crawford's in Washington.
This place will be packed tonight as the Mystics take on the New York Liberty. That was last season's runner-up. And then, of course, just a few hours north of here, Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark. They'll play the Connecticut Sun. And get this, this is the first time the Sun has sold out its home opener since their first season in 2003.
Jeopardy! Is getting a spin-off with a focus on pop culture, including movies, TV, sports, music, even Broadway. Contestants will work in teams in this version to answer questions. Amazon MGM Studios says it'll air on Prime Video, but they still don't have a host or a premiere date. The original show's in its 40th season. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
A country legend's got a sweet new collab.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition.
Krispy Kreme is teaming up with Dolly Parton for a signature donut line. Dolly Southern Sweets limited collection features the Dolly Dazzler, dipped in strawberry icing, with gold, pink, and white glitter sprinkles topped with a white chocolate butterfly. There's a peachy keen cobbler donut with peach filling,
Busted
brown sugar icing, and a crumble
top. Busted Pencils is sponsored by Racine Youth Sports. Come join the fun at the Racine Youth Sports pop-up beer garden on June 27th through the 30th at Smolensky Park in Mount Pleasant.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations.
Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Free pitch. Cardless. Bliss is more.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track.